Blog Talk Radio.
Check, one, two.
Welcome to Flavors. Sit down. Have a cup of flavor.
Good afternoon, good evening, and welcome to Flavor Coffee House. Well, the sun's trying to come out right now here in Seattle, but it's honestly been raining all day. But that's been okay. It's been an eventful day. We have some issues with Blog Talk Radio. We're working on getting those resolved. I had 20 pages of tracks uploaded, and they disappeared. Now I'm working on getting them back. Blog Talk says they're working with a tech to try to get them back uploaded, so we'll see what happens. But anyway, I do have about 5 pages of tracks, so we'll be able to give you some sounds this evening. You are listening to Flavor Coffee House online radio style. I open up the phone lines during this show if you want to call in and promote yourself and a project you've got going on. The call-in number is 347-857-1189. Otherwise, I'm just going to jump into some tracks and play a variety of artists that you can find from around the world. And I'm going to actually start tonight out with a very special man, a dear friend of mine, and a new piece that he created. And this is an exclusive from Baron Parker with his new piece called The New You.
Waterproof.
they're gone.
You just found the new you, and it looks good on you. You wear it well. You're going to be very happy, I can tell. This is how you're meant to be, full of life, hope, and energy. It's a new you. It's a new you. It's the new you.
Welcome back to the world. Open your eyes and see the new you. Take a few slow steps and a couple of deep breaths. Enjoy the feeling of being free of a heavy heart. Take a look around and see the world through your new eyes. But don't be surprised if you get excited about everything that happens next. It's a new you and a new day. You're gonna love the way that you feel inside. I'm so excited for you. All of the things you can now do. Now live your life without pain and strife. It's a new you. It's a new you. It's a new you. Now go and live your life.
All right, that was Baron Parker with his new piece, an amazing piece called The New You. Have you ever just thought, you know, I need to change my attitude, I need to change my circumstances, I need to step out and just, you know, have a new beginning? I think that's where this piece all came from. I totally get it. I totally appreciate it. I was talking on the Artist Roundtable the other day about attitudes. And are your attitudes, you know, holding you back? Or is your attitude, you know, helping you move forward? And, you know, I identified some things about my own self that I need to change and work on. And, you know, it's a good day. It's a good, you know, it's a good thing. And I really appreciate Baron allowing me to play The New You on Flava News Radio. I'm just going to keep it going. I've got a piece by another artist. It's kind of a new piece, even though it is his rendition of, and this is Kevin Cowden from Speakeasy Unplugged with his rendition of Riviera Paradise. Thank you. I believe that I might have had my mic on mute, and I was talking away, and you probably didn't even hear me. But this is Flava News Radio, and this is Flava Coffee House Online Radio Style. I'm playing a variety of tracks that you can find from artists from all over the world. Nikki Wade originally is from Seattle, Washington. She is now living and performing out of Atlanta, Georgia. Prior to Nikki, I played Kevin Cowden from Speakeasy Unplugged, which is a band out here in Seattle, Washington. And then I started out the show with Baron Parker, who is an amazing musician and spoken word artist, with his piece, The New You. So I'm just going to keep playing pieces. from artists. You know, unfortunately, I just had some issues with Blog Talk Radio today, and 16 pages of my tracks disappeared. So I'm hoping they get them back uploaded again, but I still got enough to play for you today. I want to give a shout out to Giorgio Brown and Kitty Wu of Cool Out Network and the Cool Out Network family. They are celebrating 20 years tonight down at the Crocodile. The festivities, well, for the VIPs start at 7, but I believe the doors open at around 9 for the show. I was there last year as a VIP. Absolutely amazing experience. I mean, it was just like nonstop. The place was packed. I thank God that I was in the rafters in the VIP section with my own little space right above the stage. So anyway, shout out to Gene Dexter, who's in the chat room listening. Have a great time for me, my friend, as you head down to that amazing, amazing event. I'm going to play a piece by My Baby Boys. This is Mike Mack in Harlem with their piece, I Gotta Make It.
Shit. Hey, I got this one. I'm about to go in. Check me out. Yo, now that you're listening, now that I got your ear long, I'll pay attention to every bar you can hear, though. You understand, I'm a hip-hop weirdo, and every track becomes a classic. It's real, yo. Everybody has different thoughts and opinions about the way I make the pencil talk. But if you don't like it, just say you don't like it. But I don't buy it, saying I don't flow like a hydrant. Say it out loud and they're liable to riot. Game's overweight and I'm hip-hop diet. You non-believers, we will see. I'm a mixture, switch words like TNT. Get me, got me goody. You stuck in the rear view, they will rear end you if you let them suckers near you. I'm glass housing it, you rocks in my window. I see the cracks, but I keep strong like I've been. I gotta make it. I've been going hard too long, I can't shake it. This hip-hop is in my soul, you can't take it. Focus is stronger than ever, you can't break it. I gotta make it. I gotta make it. I've been going hard too long, I can't shake it. This hip-hop is in my soul, you can't take it. Focus is stronger than ever, you can't break it. I gotta make it.
Lately I've been feeling obsolete. Like my mind was at a high level, but lately levels been at a slow decrease. I'm malfunctioning, my program is a slow to beast. And if it's not, I turn around, my rap talent was going to cease. I pray to God for the strength to keep me on my feet. But it's like his soul is on mute, so I don't hear him speak. I walk his hand, I hope he follows. I don't see his feet. And every minute that goes by, I feel close to defeat. But then I look in my mother's eyes and I see pain. I see her dressing up for work, and yeah, I see strain. So even though in my forecast, I see rain. I gotta fight through the storm so I can see change. I gotta make it, my mission is so clear. No time for self-pity, forget about fear. Failing is not an option, success is so near. For my fam, I gotta make it, nothing can interfere. I gotta make it, I've been going hard too long, I can't shake it. This hip-hop is in my soul, you can't take it. My focus is stronger than ever, you can't break it. I gotta make it. I gotta make it. I've been going hard too long, I can't shake it. This hip-hop is in my soul, you can't take it. My focus is stronger than ever, you can't break it. I gotta make it.
I gotta make it. Some thought is in my mind frame, and Max brain glass came the same time mine came. It's only me, him, and Jones in the studio. Wrote it on the spot, recorded on the spot. Recorded at the drop of a dime, and it's hot. Until my heart stops and my mind don't work, I'ma continue to do it. Cause I put in a lot of sweat tears and a bunch of red fluid.
Take a listen and let my heart speak. This hip hop is my soul. Soul's like me sitting to my heartbeat. My focus is too strong, you can't stop me. Everything's in perspective, nothing is out of my reach. Devils on my shoulder continue to try to cloud me. And while the self-doubt continues to surround me, but as long as I got my family around me, the seeking failure will never drown me. Homie, I gotta make it.
I've been going hard too long, I can't shake it. This hip-hop is in my soul, you can't take it. Focus is stronger than ever, you can't break it. I gotta make it.
I gotta make it. I've been going hard too long, I can't shake it. This hip-hop is in my soul, you can't take it. My focus is stronger than ever, you can't break it. I gotta make it.
That was Mike Mack in Harlem from right here in the Pacific Northwest with their piece, I Gotta Make It. I'm going to play a piece by a spoken word artist. He is also somewhat new to my circle of artists that I play, and this is Terrell K with his piece, She Was Never Told.
Never told. She was told that she was thick, she was fat. Yo, shorty wore that. Was even told how good she looked from the back. But she was never told. She was told how fine she was and men admire her for her shape. The closest thing to flattering was, yo, my new fries come with that shape. She was taught to be fondled and catcalled was good. A diamond in the rough is what she was called in the hood. She was called It, Miss Thang, Miss Coca-Cola bottle frame. Honey, baby, sweetie, boo, everything but her parent to give her name. And for her, any attention was good attention and was assumed as affection. She was never taught to have standards for her process of selection. And she learned young that a man will often take what he wants. And she learned that the remarks were compliments and form of sexual taunts. She was taught, you only live once, girl, just go on and get laid. She was never told that she was fearfully and wonderfully made. They never told her that she could go beyond being just a hood beauty. That she could be called Madam President instead of Miss New Booty. So why no one ever told her to prepare herself for Mr. Right instead of Mr. Right Now. To keep herself holy and pure until her marital vow. But she was never told that her true worth didn't lie in her sexual skills. The men in her life were meant to compliment, not complete her, not some sex for the bills. She was worth so much more than trying to get some in the front seat of the Hummer. So much more than the love for the summer. Worth more than making to sing falsetto. But she was only taught to cling and never learned to let go. She became dependent upon worthless men. Never knew how she changed as she grabbed an independency and grabbed an I and an N. Her motto became, don't hate the player, hate the game. She was never taught self-worth, she was limiting her shame. Cause you see, she was never told she has the power and the right to say no. A true beauty that never got to fully blossom and grow. And by the time I got to know her, she was bitter and jaded. Admirers had long gone because the cuteness had faded. Acting so old and bitter at such a young age. Men are all demons, she said, with a venomous rage. And it hurt me to see her in such a state. Unhappy with her stretch marks, baby fat and weight. And she ran herself down using the same words her lusters use. Defeating the parts of her others hadn't abused. Me being who I am, I approached her and spoke. Do you know you're beautiful? Cause God said so. And saw a glimmer of hope. And she said no. Cause no one ever told her.
That was Terrell K with his piece, She Was Never Told. Now I'm going to take you out to Detroit and play an artist that I've become very fond of in a very, very short amount of time. I had him on as a featured guest about 2 weeks ago on my All Media Artists Showcase. And this is Melvin Chenault with a new piece. I believe that I am the only one who is playing it on radio right now. And this is called Wrong. And it's featuring Brian O'Neill. Thank you. All right, that was Wrong by Melvin Chenault and Brian O'Neill, both amazing jazz artists out of Michigan. I'm pretty lucky. As I was sitting here thinking about it, I've got a lot of tracks that I'm either the only station playing the tracks, or I'm the first to be able to play the tracks. And I'm going to play a new piece. It has not been played yet. This is by a duo that goes by the name of Sabuda, and they call their genre Musetry. And this is Mr. Watson.
The question isn't, how do we fix things? The question is, why is it like this in the first place? Oh, bless you, little man.
There's a storm on the horizon. Don't be surprised when it rains on you. I see a storm. The game concludes.
You're too controlling, always scolding for not holding hands. You stand in the way of the future. Riding my scooter, you try to prove your weight's the heaviest. I try to steady this, broom in my hand, chasing the chevyness, sweeping the land, keeping the sand from passing the time. Believing your plans, crafty designs, the mastering kind, laughing divine, not willing forgiving, but leaving behind. Squeezing my lines while changing their worth, bleeding the vine, teasing you jerk, all of the hurt I wear on my shirt, pulling my skirt right over my head. Exploiting my birth while breaking my bread, you're taking instead, making me stay. It's raining all red, remember.
Hey, Mr. Watson, leave me alone. I'm not at home, and I don't live here anymore. Hey, Mr. Watson, leave me alone. Although I'm home, I don't want to live here anymore.
I wonder if you'll heed the warning, or will you just proceed, ignoring the subtle pouring, storming from my vessel's fist of you? I miss the cue, putting you in charge. I wish your pew was not so large. Sifting through the deck of cards you flip to prove your neck is hard. Your shard's the sharpest, you can't learn. You spin regardless if it's your turn. I twist and burn to fit your mold. I hit, return, shift, and hold. Why? Like I don't know the answer. Like Dasher and Dancer prance on my roof. My stance is aloof, avoiding the proof. If I am the truth, I'm the skeptic holding me back as well. My swell's enormous, I'm shoreless. Mr. Green, bring the chorus.
Hey, Mr. Watson. Leave me alone, I'm not at home, and I don't live here anymore. Hey, Mr. Watson, leave me alone, although I'm home, I don't want to live here anymore. Hey, Mr. Watson. Hey, Mr. Watson. Hey, Mr. Watson. Hey, Mr. Watson. Leave me alone. Leave me alone.
That was Sabuda with their piece called Mr. Watson. Sabuda is made up of a spoken word artist, Guy Williams, and John D. Green Sr., who is the vocals and musician on that particular piece. They, too, are also both out of the Michigan area. So I guess I've covered the Michigan state pretty good the last two songs. And by the way, Guy Williams is texting me right now, and he wants me to give a shout-out to everybody listening to the show live. So I'm going to change the mood, and I'm going to play Happy Home by DeLon out of Houston, Texas.
Thank you.
that was DeLon with his piece, Happy Home, and DeLon is out of the Houston, Texas area. Now I'm going to take you down to Florida and play a piece by my girl Monica Monet, and this is called Spoken Word, and this is featuring several spoken word artists out of the Florida area along with her vocals.
To the Nathan Halo Volume 1.
Galaxies reciting these bars. I'm reciting my heart. Lyrical poet.
Sweet, sweet,
so delicious. These lyrical snippets can really grow in the spiritual realm. See, I really know then I'm on the spinning record, fight the glow. Wherever the lyric I bring, the soul poetic redemption, I be making the whole.
I don't do it for the snap, don't do it for applause. I don't do it for pats on the back saying, sister, you got a knack for these clauses and these phrases and these words that jump off these pages into our ears. We hear you. We are the receivers of truth, inhaling freedom through God-given gifts. We speakers of words, we thinkers of verbs that give action. I found satisfaction in this gift, so sit back and relax and watch me lift you.
Dreamers of dreams, the publishers of thought. I'll make this scene brief. See, this is not a game, ladies and gentlemen. Once stage fright diminishes, we shine to the utmost. Like Superman without the Clark Kent, Batman without the Bruce Wayne, the Incredible Hulk without Banner. I really do this. Grandfather, you can see me now, you would smile. No matter what happens, rain or shine, love or hate, I am the music maker, the dreamer of dreams.
Nice is an understatement. Like the red undertone of my skin, it's a part of me, but not the majority. Consider me a new trend, 'cause I carry fashion through my lips. Creativity, originality, tediously proceeds through my being, my mouth open with persistence. Always consistent, and I speak with the intent to make my ancestors proud. From Brooklyn to Iraq, I've been around, and the first friend I've truly found is poetry. She took my flaws and grabbed hold of me. She can care less who knows we go together. She loves me boldly and she keeps me safe by her side. And in between the fluctuation of my lifelines, I hide within her white lines. I never thought my life would reside on the size of wide, rude notebook lines. And I tell the tale of a woman who says it loud. I'm a poet and I'm proud. And I thank God, Jesus, Buddha, Jah, Allah, for my art, for my heart, for bandaging my internal scars. And for you, I'll make way and give you a chance to listen to what I have to say. Cause if you got the time, there's no way I can't change your life. I'm living proof. I save lives when I write.
All right, that was Spoken Word by Monica Monet and several of her spoken word artists out of Florida. Now I want to play a piece by a hip-hop queen out of the Pacific Northwest, and this is Lady Taze with her piece, Dirty Dancing.
This is how it all began. Known as my homegirl's man. A little friendlier than I would ever recommend. I try to play it off. Thought should I tell it all? Don't wanna feed the insecurities. I know the core. Plus I thought I was boss. Said I would never fall. Didn't really know a thing, but in my mind I knew it all. What was I hiding from? Should've told what he done. And if she tripped on me, at least I was the righteous one. I try to tell him blunt. You out of line for such. But that's my homegirl and I love our friendship very much. But as the time went on, he kept it coming on. Feelings he tried to plant and flourish.
Yeah, what's the reason? I just cheated. And my conscience was telling me it's all bad. But bagging up shorty was something I had to have. Oh, and it's crazy. Yeah. Feeling like Patrick Swayze. I'm dirty dancing, dirty dancing, yeah. I'm dirty dancing.
I started liking it, ready to take the risk. I can't believe his ex, I did never imagine this. He started to bring me gifts, and shoes and matching fits. We lied to her about our whereabouts, cause we on trip. Now I can't tell him no, tell him to bring it on. I should be feeling low, I'm confused cause inside I don't. He's not what I really want, but I can't even front. And all the things he does, what he was mine and never her. He said he leaving her, said he gon' get his stuff. And called me trifling cause I wanted to call his bluff. I gotta fight for this, this love affair's long enough. I lost my right as friends, my morals,
yeah.
To hell and
what's
dust.
The reason? I just cheated. And my conscience was telling me it's all bad. But bagging up shorty was something I had to have. Oh, and it's crazy. Yeah. Feeling like Patrick Swayze. Oh, I'm dirty dancing. Dirty dancing. Yeah. I'm dirty dancing.
And now I'm feeling bad. Wishing I never had. Stepped out my elements and fell in love. Man, and there's no relevance, she's never done a thing to me. And there's no elegance, no grace, just unfit memories. I couldn't come around, how could I do it now? I used to be a friend, but now I crack his of a clown. I used to get upset when he would treat her so unfair. And now I'm upset and the only one she got who cares. What am I supposed to do? How could I tell the truth? Cause she don't know it, but he with her and been with me too. And it's a crying shame, I failed a moment, I was tempted. And if we stopped it now, could I ever be forgiven?
Yeah, what's the reason? I've just cheated. And my conscience was telling me it's all bad. But bagging up shorty was something I had to have. Oh, and it's crazy. Yeah. Feeling like Patrick Swayze. Oh, I'm dirty dancing. Dirty dancing. I'm dirty dancing. Hold up. Pick the situation right, yeah. Shorty looking good over there. Flirting while she playing with her hair. This girl was a little mysterious. Oh, I got curious. Shorty broke it down, 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 down. She wouldn't forget it. The way that I hit it. All night long.
right. That was Lady Taze with her piece, Dirty Dancing. I want to thank everybody who tuned in to listen to Flavor Coffee House Online Radio Cell Live today. I want to give a shout out to MBK1 Radio and to Poetic Energy Radio for being in the chat room and digging some of the sounds that I'm playing. MBK1 Radio is also a station here on Blog Talk Radio. And if you are an independent artist, you can also contact them about having your tracks played. The email address would be mbk1radio@comcast.net. So thank you so much, my new friends, for coming out and hanging out with us today. I want to give a shout out to Gene Dexter as he's getting ready to head out to Cool Out 20, the big 20 years of hip-hop being recorded here in the Pacific Northwest and documented by Mr. Giorgio Brown. I want to give a shout-out to Stephen Jerome Ferguson, who's been hanging out on the phone. I don't have your line open, Stephen, so if by chance at any point you want me to open up your line, please just press the 1 and I will do so, my dear friend. But otherwise, you know what? Let me just scroll up my list and actually play a piece by Stephen Jerome Ferguson. And I'm going to play Rub It Like That. We were listening to Rub It Like That by Stephen Jerome Ferguson, who comes to us out of Kansas. Stephen is listening to the show on the phone while he is at work. He gives a shout out and wants to give much love and respect to everybody listening to this show. If by chance you missed Stephen Jerome Ferguson being on the leopard carpet with Letty Flava, myself, oh my goodness, you really need to go check out the archives. It was this past Tuesday. Amazing 2 hours with this gentleman, Stephen Jerome Ferguson. So I'm just going to keep it going. You are listening to Flava Coffee House online radio cell on Flava News Radio. And I am going to scroll down my list and see who else I can bring to you. I'm going to play a piece by Matt Cusin, and this is called Same Old Song featuring Javier.
What am I gonna say? I did my best, your mind has been made, and now there's an empty space inside my bed where you used to lay. Soon as it all comes crystal, it is. Same old song of a love gone wrong. I guess it only makes me strong. It's the same old song. Oh, back in the game again. Finally knowing where I stand. Everything in her hand, yeah. Forever was the way we planned. Because when they forever last year, then do
with his piece, Same Old Song, featuring Javier. I want to give a shout out to Tommy Bridgewater in the chat room. He is a guitar player, I believe a bass player out of Florida, and sometimes plays with Monica Monet. And, you know, I'm trying real hard to encourage him to send me some tracks that I can play on Flava News Radio. So hopefully we will have some of his sound sometime in the very, very near future. Let me just keep scrolling. I'm going to play a piece by Avon Lamert, and this is called Nothing Looks the Same in the Light.
I touch your hair, I give you skin.
On that particular piece, also the saxophone player. Now I'm going to bring you up here to the Pacific Northwest again, to my hometown of Seattle, Washington, and I'm going to play a piece by Chocolate, and this is called Grown Folks.
Thank you.
That was Seattle's very own Chocolate with her priest, Grown Folks. And I always tell people this, but you really should go Google Grown Folks on YouTube. And Chocolate is spelled C-H-O-K-L-A-T-E. She does this particular video with Malcolm Jamal Warner. I want to welcome some more people to the chat room. This is really honestly turning into a fun show, a fun chat room. I want to welcome Tali to the chat room, and I also want to welcome a very, very dear, dear special friend of mine, Quiet Storm, a spoken word. It's kind of appropriate that he has popped into the chat room of this particular show because he is one of the probably only artists that I know that comes around my shows and this and that, who actually has performed on stage at my coffee house here in Seattle, Washington, back in the day. So sending out much love and respect to my dear friend, Quiet Storm of Spoken Word, out of North Carolina. So I'm just going to keep it going. We've got about like 40 or so minutes left in the show, and I'm going to play a piece by Darian Dean, out of New York, and this is called Love Revolution.
Oh, all right. We cry freedom. Oh,
All right, that was Darian out of New York with his piece, Love Revolution, off of his If These Walls Could Talk CD. Darian's got one of the most amazing managers, and I have been very, very blessed to have conversations with him, to have a great deal of support from Miles Anthony out of Righteous Music Media, and, you know, he's unofficially one of my mentors. I always say, in my mind, if not out loud, when I grow up, I want to be just like Miles Anthony. He's doing some absolutely amazing things with Darian. Darian was just on the BET Music Matters show. He has opened up for Mary J. Blige over in Aruba. He's just doing some absolutely great, great things, and I love the sound. His CD is just kind of it's kind of diverse. It can be fun. You want to just get up and be sassy, you know, or you want to kind of just chill. And it's just, I love the variety in there. Now I want to take you back down to Florida and play a young lady who is going to be my feature on the Leopard Carpet, not this coming Tuesday, but next Tuesday. And this is Matte with her piece called Big Tall Black Man.
We got to get it on. I was just calling to see could you keep the kids.
I don't know what you want now.
Matthew had a hard day at work today. His boss gave him plenty of problems.
Well, I ain't cooked nothing.
Well, you know, Mama, I stopped by and picked some chicken and some Kool-Aid.
Well, I guess so. Y'all gonna pick them up.
Yeah, Mama, you know we're gonna pick them up like we say we're gonna do.
Well, I tell you what, you let them spend the night and come on and bring them.
Okay, well, I'll see you a little bit later.
I'll take my shoes off when I get there. He'll even rub my feet for me. Oh, yes, he will now. I'll take my shoes off when I get there. He'll even rub my feet for me. To my knees. Oh, yes, he will now. Cause that man knows just how to please me. He'll always sit to my knees. Oh, yes, he will now. I got this big old black man.
You supposed to pick these cheer numbers.
Wait, no,
he knows
how to
talk to that church
tomorrow.
Oh, yes, I do now.
All right, that was Mate with her piece called Big Tall Black Man. And please, please stay tuned and come by the show. I believe it is Tuesday the 12th that Mate is going to be on the show. And I'll be featuring tracks from her new CD, which is called Sincerely, I'm Yours. Now I'm going to play a piece by an artist out of the Pacific Northwest. He is a busy, busy jazz artist, and this is Michael Powers with Sensual Seduction.
So what is soul? Beats that make your head nod. Words that can break the toughest woman down. Well, don't sleep on Big Snoop. Even gangsters gotta get their love. Thank you.
All right, that was Michael Powers with his piece, Sensual Seduction. I want to again thank everybody who's tuned in to listen to Flavor Cop online radio style live today. There's quite a few people that are listening live, to those that are in the chat room having a great time. I am expecting a call from my dear friend Quiet Storm. So as soon as he calls in, he is going to spit live for us today. But in the meantime, I'm going to keep you right here in the Pacific Northwest and play another artist that you can find out here in Seattle, Washington. This is Tiffany Wilson with her piece, Enough.
When I said I do, what happened to all the passion between me and you? For someone else, you're an addict. It ain't that the truth. Boy, your love is giving me the blues. You've been mistreating me. Oh. Like I don't know, in a flash you'll be gone. This wasn't what I imagined.
When I said I do,
what happened to all the passion?
You.
For someone else, you're an addict, and ain't that the truth? Boy, your love is giving me the blues.
All right, that was Tiffany Wilson with her piece, Enough. So now I want to welcome a very, very, very dear friend of mine. He has been in my life since probably 2007. He's an amazing spoken word artist, but more so than that, he's just an amazing person. So welcome to the Flavor Coffee House show, Quiet Storm.
Hey, how's it going?
Very good. I have not talked to you in a very long time, it seems.
Yes, yes. It's been a while.
It has been a while. So what have you been up to?
Oh, well, the usual. Promoting my CD, my book, speaking out against all forms of domestic violence. I've got a new thing that I'm doing as far as trying to educate people about fibromyalgia and the different forms of lupus. So I'm just continuously spreading myself around with things of that nature.
All right. Well, you know, I have seen, you know, your posts and things, and, you know, I jumped in on one of them, you know, because it was just, you know, I wasn't necessarily in agreement with you. And you know how I feel about domestic violence, because, you know, that's what my work was prior to building Flavor Coffee House. I was a domestic violence advocate. So I am with you on, you know, advocating against any violence against any person. And violence does not necessarily mean physical violence. You know, the emotional, the emotional and mental, and abuse is almost worse. You know, when you sit down and you talk to victims, they will tell you the words, the torture when it comes to the mind is much worse than the physical abuse that they endured. So I totally respect you in talking out against abuse. I respect you and it's sharing your story as a child, you know, that endured abuse. And, you know, and speaking out about the different afflictions that cause, you know, immense pain, you know, in so many, many people's bodies and systems. So, you know, I know you out there doing your thing. You're much more than a spoken word artist. You are definitely an activist.
Yeah, spoken word is a passion of mine, and that's something that I will continue to do. But that doesn't encompass everything that I'm going to be doing, because there are many things that are going to be happening as time progresses, and which I won't get into all of that right now. But the world will see. The world will definitely see, because there are so many things that I have gone through, I have witnessed in my life, things that still are happening right now. And my thing is I'm so tired of talking about it, being upset about it, fussing about it. I'm going to do my part.
Right.
I'm going to put things into action.
And I think that's the important thing. I think that there are a lot of people who have concerns, right? And they get into their little, you know, circles or, you know, whatever that might look like and complain about a situation or you know, whatever. But the reality is, you know, you do have to put it into action to really, really be able to affect change. And I'm with you on that, that if there's something that really bothers you, then you should research how you could step out there and play some sort of role in changing all of that.
Because one of the things I did, as a matter of fact, I made it official on Christmas Eve of this past year, is the fact that the book that I have out, Expressions of Thought,
mm-hmm.
all the proceeds earned from the sale of that book are going to the fight against domestic violence.
Okay.
So just to let people know, if they do have an interest in finding out about the book, where they can get the book, me personally, I'm not making a dime off of it. It's going to a domestic violence organization in Beaufort, South Carolina. So I can go ahead and post a link for where the book can be purchased and a link for that organization
sure.
in the chat room in a few. But,
yeah, definitely. But while you're on the phone, Quiet Storm, why don't you verbally tell people, you know, where they can find your book and all of that?
Okay, my book can be found at the site for Safe Haven Publications. Let me see. Let me go ahead and find this link right quick so I won't quote it incorrectly.
Okay.
Come on here.
As he's looking for the link for Safe Haven Publishing, his book is called Expression of Thoughts, and it, you know, it's a wonderful book. It's created by a wonderful soul, but you need to really check out this book cover. As a book reviewer, you know, I look at a book from start to finish, and of course, for me, when it comes to the book cover, that's going to be the thing. That's the starting point as to whether I'm actually going to pick up a book or not. Quiet Storm has an absolutely amazing book cover. So, you should check that out while you're, you know, and I'm going to encourage you to check out, you know, Safe Haven Publishing. They're doing some wonderful things. They are, that particular publishing company is very supportive of domestic violence and finding ways to fight it. And so, you know, proceeds of also Passions Within, I believe, also goes to a domestic violence agency too. So, yeah, so as soon as Quiet Storm can give us that information, I would encourage everybody that's listening to the show to go check that out.
Okay, the link for that, for the site for Safe Haven is www.safehavenpubco.com. That's www.safehavenpubco.com. And like I said, I will be posting that link in the chat room shortly.
You know, he always sounds so very serious. You know, and we've had this conversation over the, oh, look, he's got a little chuckle. You know, he claims he's got a sense of humor. He claims he's funny. But honestly, you know, I pretty much know the serious side of Quiet Storm of spoken words. So, my dear, dear friend, you're going to spit a piece live for us tonight.
Yeah, I'm going to do a little something.
All right. You've got the floor.
May I touch you? With the words that originate from my spirit, travel to my mind and flow off the tip of my tongue. May I touch you on that spot with my lips just below your right ear. May I touch you with my fingertips on your hips while my lips slip as I gently wrap them around the tip of your delicious clit, licking and sucking, caressing, saving your flavor until you go limp from that feeling of ecstasy you've been wanting all day long. After a few minutes, may I lift you up from our bed, not letting your feet touch the floor. I place your feet on top of mine while we dance as I sing to you along with our favorite song. As the music ends, I carry you back to our bed, lay you on your stomach, and again I ask, may I touch you with my tongue and fingertips just below your hips, right where your cheeks begin to split. May I savor the flavor of the most forbidden portion of your erogenous universe, dancing along the outer regions with my tongue, slowly traveling to the center of your netherworld. I just want to take you to a place that has you gasping for air, because of the purity of your pleasure experience. Simply, may I take you there. May I touch you repeatedly with my lips, crisscrossing your body until they rest just below the line of your waist. It is the sweetness of your flavor I want to taste as your hips swivel while your rivers flow down the Nile of my tongue. May I touch you. This was an expression of thought by one called Quiet Storm of Spoken Word, title being, May I Touch You.
Okay, what do I even say to that one? I'm old. I'm old and gray, and And I'm over here in Kirkland, Washington, probably blushing all shades of pink and red. I know you did that on purpose. I know you just, you know, you just wanted to get that, yeah, that reaction. I'm not even going to answer. I know I've heard you do this piece before, and, you know, and I've answered, you know, but I'm not even going to answer that. I'm just, yeah, I'm going to sit over here and, you know, Poetic Energy Radio, you know, she's really loving that particular piece. So, you know, I'm not sure what Tommy Bridgewater is thinking about it, but, you know, he's probably just going to hold it in, you know, since he's a man, you know, and MBK and all. So, oh, he said that was intense. So maybe, you know, we've only got about like eight minutes left to the show, Quiet Storm. So why don't you kind of talk about your style of, you know, poetry and what inspires you to write?
Well, I think that I'm a bit different from most of spoken word artists that you would hear out here. I don't have that common flow that a lot of them will have as far as that cadence that a lot of spoken word artists will come across with, because that just doesn't fit me. I tried that when I first started doing spoken word, and even though I did it pretty well, that just was not me because, as you know, I speak in a very deliberate manner. And part of the reason I do that is in my younger days, I used to stutter a little bit.
Okay.
So I had to train myself to slow down and let my tongue catch up with my thoughts.
Okay.
So that's one of the reasons I speak the way I do. And then there's also the fact that my nature is a pretty easygoing, laid-back nature. Until it comes to something that I'm real passionate about. That's my natural flow. And as far as my style of writing and my style of spoken word, as far as what I consider to be, I consider myself to be more of a storyteller or a conversationalist, being fitting in that mold that most people have for a poet and a spoken word artist.
Right.
So, because I tried to have a beginning, middle, and end to whatever it is that I create. I read pieces and I see, I hear a lot of spoken word tracks, and you know, and they sound good. The messages are good, but sometimes I hear like fragments of thoughts that I put together, and they don't have a complete thought. So it's like it jumps from one subject matter to the next. And that used to bother me because it's like, okay, I'm feeling this line of thinking that they're going on, and then, boom, they jump to the next one without completing that thought.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, well, it's like for somebody who's really not into poetry or spoken words, you might lose that individual.
Right.
So I feel like, and this is just me, you know, I'm not knocking how somebody does what they do, but this is me, this is my preference. And
right.
I just feel like that when you put something out there that you are using in the form of a message to try to reach somebody, no matter what the subject matter is, just make it a complete thought. So that's where my writing concept and the way I do spoken word comes from.
Well, I met Quiet Storm back, I believe, in 2007 on MySpace, when MySpace was popular. And I used to go and read his poetry, excuse me, and I thought he was just absolutely amazing. And just from there, we started communicating and stuff. And then it grew to, you know, talking on the phone, you know, around his poetry and honestly creating a friendship. And back in 2008, you know, I was just so honored to have Quiet Storm come out to Seattle, Washington, and perform on my stage. And, you know, the place was packed. It was standing room only. There were actually people outside. And I swear you could not, you know, you could not hear a peep out of anyone by the time he was finished doing his piece. It was just so absolutely intense. And people were like, you know, wow. And some were actually crying. And people came up to him afterwards. And so that was such a blessing. If I never, you know, have that opportunity again to be in this man's presence, at least I had that, you know, at that point in time. And I will always, always cherish the fact, Quiet Storm, that you came to Seattle and you actually came to my coffee shop.
Yeah, same here. And actually, I'm going to try to make it back out there sometime this year. Mm. If not this year, it would definitely be in 2012.
Okay. Okay, well, you have to give me a heads up so we can definitely set up some places for you to go and perform and promote, you know, your products.
Okay. Yeah, I would definitely do that.
Okay. Sounds like a plan, my friend.
I don't like just dropping in on people and surprising the mess out of them like that. I've had that done to me too many times.
Well, you know, trust me, I've learned to handle surprises, and you would be a welcome surprise if you were to just all of a sudden show up, you know, in Seattle, Washington. You know, we'll make it happen. It'd be a wonderful surprise. But we've only got like 3 minutes left of the show. I want to thank you so much, baby, for calling into the show and telling, you know, the listeners of Flavor Coffee House Online Radio Style a little bit about yourself as an activist and as a spoken word artist or a storyteller, as you say, and, you know, where they can find your book and all of that. And I definitely will have to have you come back at some point when you're ready and, you know, do a feature with you. I know you've done a variety of features talking about, you know, your book and CD and, you know, talking about domestic violence and child abuse and all of that. So, you know, we can definitely set you up on the leopard carpet to have you come back at some point.
Okay. It sounds like a plan.
All right. Well, I want to thank everybody who tuned into the show tonight live. I was just honestly surprised. We had some new people in the chat room and listening to the show. Great, great fun. And I hope that everybody will come back at some point. Tomorrow morning I'm going to be doing a jazz show. It's called The Flavor of Jazz, and that's at 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. And you are listening live to Flavor News Radio. So I'm going to close out tonight's show with a piece by Lloyd Watson. He's actually originally from Alabama, but I believe he's in Louisiana right now. And this is his piece called I Really Like You.
Hey, you know I really like you, right? Listen.
4918, which you can find on, I believe, iTunes and CD Baby. Also, you can find it at www.lloydwatson.com. Now, I want to thank everybody again for tuning in to Flavor Coffee House Online Radio Style on Flavor News Radio out of Seattle, Washington.